Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here at Republic Broadcasting. And today's guest, I have a former Border Patrol person who's dedicated many years, 30-plus, on the north and the south borders, and lives on the border as we speak. Good afternoon, Border Patrol Agent, retired David Stoddard. How are you today?
It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Well, I happily tell the audience that we have met in person. I attended a bus tour along the border, and David was our guide. We saw the debris. We saw what was happening. We saw firsthand how people along the border deal with this story. Isn't it interesting? Anderson Cooper was on the border with his show last night. All of a sudden, people have become aware of what you have been talking about for many years, and you and I have talked about for many years. It seems like there's an awakening of sorts.
I hope so. We've been fighting this battle for over 12 years. We have testified before congressional committees. We've met with the Attorney General of the state. We have met with a senator from the state of Chihuahua, Mexico. We've been on radio, on TV. We've written articles. We have formed organizations. We've been labeled racist, xenophobes, nativists, vigilantes. And hopefully the American people have finally woke up as to what's happening just south of us.
Well, it's nice that they're focusing on it. I hesitate to think that the solutions will be what they should be, as we seem to dance around the issue. I would like to have you give this listening audience far and wide your assessment of Janet Napolitano. We now have, in the last 2 days, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, in Mexico, sort of as a precursor to the president himself going there. And we have Janet Napolitano scheduled to go in a few days along with Eric Holder. Tell us about Janet Napolitano and your opinion of her approach as governor of the state of Arizona and now being in charge of Homeland Security. What kind of hope or understanding do you have of her new position and what she will do about this border situation?
I have absolutely no hope with Janet Napolitano. She was a failure as the governor of Arizona. She ran up the deficit. She was real quick to fund social programs and socialist programs. Yet every time a bill came before her office that actually made a difference on our border, like, for example, the recognition of the matricula consular, Janet Napolitano vetoed it. And I am very, very skeptical that Janet is anything more than window dressing for the Obama administration. We know Obama wants to enact an amnesty. He has promised an amnesty to the ethnic identity groups. And Napolitano, so far, the only thing she's done is dismantle interior enforcement to the glee of LULAC, MALDEF, La Raza, and these ACLU, and these other subversive groups. So I'm not happy with Napolitano as a pick.
We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
Pain, It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. I think if we titled this program in a title that might get your attention, we might say the United States invasion and the United States under attack. David has protected your border and has seen what I would say, very much disillusionment among Border Patrol agents and how we succeed in doing the task of protecting our borders. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a call-in number, and we would hopefully invite you to join with us, give us your opinion, learn from today's dialogue. The number is 800-313-9443, and you might have questions about how the Border Patrol actually works, interesting information about the border situation as we speak, all of these things. How many miles are you from the border, David?
I'm just about 5 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
And if those listeners abroad and in Canada, if you have particular questions about the status of the border, how it works, and all of that, today's your moment. So join with us. Now, you were referring to Janet Napolitano, and just tell me, it seems like within the last 2 or 3 weeks, she has called off raids or that their capability to check on the employers as they had been doing. Is that correct?
That is correct. Janet Napolitano was in the process of dismantling Interior Enforcement, which accomplishes nothing more than creating a safe zone in America where illegal aliens can congregate, get jobs, get phony identities, steal identities from Americans, and generally wreak havoc upon our society.
And so she has now determined that she's going to take a review of that approach, or she's asked them not to do it. It seems like it's kind of a stand down of what was being done.
Yes, politically speaking, she's ordered a stand down, but this stand down will last for as long as she's in office, or at least as long as Obama is in office. Now, Clinton did the same thing. When Clinton took office, he shut down the interior border patrol stations so that industry, agriculture, manufacturers, and that can have a free access to cheap labor. And Obama administration is doing nothing more than repeating the tactics of the Clinton administration. Now, what Clinton did is he instigated a mass rush for the border. I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Mexico, Central America, South America, and essentially all over the world. They stampeded across our borders in the 90s. And that's the reason that there's roughly 20 million illegal aliens in the United States today, because Clinton created this safe zone. And Napolitano and Obama are just recreating this safe zone where illegal aliens can go into Salt Lake City or Chicago or wherever, and due to the sanctuary policies and that, they can commit crimes and do whatever, sell drugs, do whatever it is that they want to do, and they're no longer at risk of being arrested and deported.
Well, it's a very friendly approach. You're probably familiar with the National Association of Former Border Patrol Agents and their latest statement, and they're going to do some follow-up, but it does set a tone for people in the know in their concern over what's happening. And they have stated, "We believe the people of this nation are being betrayed on several fronts by our leaders' attitude toward the immigration law." And then they go on, and they're going to add to that, but that's very forceful. We are being betrayed. And we have the Secretary of State in Mexico on Wednesday and Thursday, I believe it was, so maybe she's still down there, and she's being quoted across the world as saying that we are responsible as well for the problems in Mexico. That's pretty amazing. Don't you agree that she, you know, there is a two-way street. People use drugs. We know that. And if you have people wanting that drug, they're going to do everything to get it. But for the Secretary of State to say, we are responsible and we will help you get out of this, which is what she has said, it's amazing to me that she would be so eager to take the blame.
Well, in the first part of your statement there, Barbara, I'm not only familiar with the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, I'm a founding member of that organization. Now, in regards to Hillary and her asinine statements, it's all part of the liberal mystique, if you will. No longer use the word terrorist. No longer use the word illegal immigrant, no longer refer to the war on terror. It's all become a softening, a liberal stance. Apologize to the world for everything that's wrong in their part of the world and assume the blame. And that puts the United States in a much weaker position. Now, the American public is threatened on many fronts. One, not just the massive drug violence that's occurring on both sides of the border, but Hillary is down in Mexico now apologizing and assuming the blame and saying it's America's fault. Now, to a degree, she is correct. Recreational drug users is the reason that the drug market is so high. I mean, it's not the addicts that are in the park shooting up with heroin and sniffing cocaine. And those are a minuscule part of the problem. It's the recreational users who use on weekends and in their spare time and that constitutes the major portion of the market. Now, soon Eric Holder will be down in Mexico, and it's all part of the window dressing. What's going to happen is Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, will come back and he'll push for new gun laws. There's a myth that the Obama administration is pushing, and this myth is that 90% of the weapons used by the cartels comes from the United States. That is an outright lie. There's no gun shop anywhere in the United States where a person can walk in and purchase hand grenades, RPGs, high explosives, fully automatic weapons, and the other stuff that the cartels are using. I defy anyone in Utah, Salt Lake City, Arizona, or anywhere to go into a gun shop and buy a hand grenade. It just simply cannot occur. What's happening in reality is that the cartels have hooked up with FARC. That's the Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia, FARC. And FARC is being funded and armed by Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. So the cartels are getting their weapons from Central and South America. And as a Border Patrol officer, I have seized AK-47s. I have yet to seize an AK-47 that came from the United States. The AK-47s that they're using has a fully automatic selector switch. And all of the AK-47s in the United States that are imported for use of the American people do not have the selector switch. They're only semi-automatic. So Mexico, in collusion with the Obama administration and Eric Holder, are perpetrating this huge lie on the American people in an attempt to curtail our Second Amendment rights. It's all built on a lie, Barbara Jean, and I hope your listeners rise up and demand that the truth be told.
So you're telling this audience and you're telling me that the 90% of the weaponry that we've heard coming from the United States into the drug cartels in Mexico is not true, and the main source of their weaponry comes from another source, the Colombian FARC.
That's exactly what I'm telling you and your audience and the people of America. It's a big lie. Now, I'm not saying that handguns, semi-automatic handguns, and semi-automatic weapons, you know, maybe mini-14s and AR-15s and that. I'm not saying that none of those are going across the border. What I am saying is the main component of the weapons used by the cartels are coming from two sources, or maybe three sources. One, they're coming directly from Russia in the form of Kalashnikovs, and from China in the form of the Chaicom AK-47s with automatic selector switches. And also these weapons, particularly the 50 caliber heavy machine guns, are coming from corrupt sources in the Mexican army and the Mexican government. Mexico refuses to provide ATF with the serial numbers of weapons that they're seizing. They're just raising their ugly heads and saying 90% of them are coming from the United States. It's all a bit...
Very, very interesting. I can hear the music. We'll go to break and we'll be right back. Call your friends and neighbors and say, get on board and listen in.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Hello there again. We're talking about what's going on today in Mexico and what's going along the border and how the majority of Americans are still in the dark. Foreign press is quoting the fact that America has long been ignoring the security situation in Mexico. Hillary, the U.S. Secretary of State, attending crisis talks in Mexico and certainly wondering how America can share more of the burden in the drug war. And another quote from her, it's America's duty to help. We are the major consumer of the drugs and the key suppliers of the weaponry. U.S. shares the blame for Mexican drug violence. And this is our Secretary of State, and she's promising more equipment and more support. Napolitano turned down this week an offer from the Senate. I think it was Lieberman and their funding discussion. She was offered more money for the crises, and she says she will fight the crime with the funds that she has. David, when you were talking about the weaponry, some of us aren't quite as knowledgeable, but you're indicating from your knowledge and the actual procuring of these types of weaponry that are along the border that the actual story is somewhat different. And I'm wondering if you could again relate the sources that you have determined some of the weapons coming from, and then toward the end of the moment when we were going to break, you were describing something about Mexican government not identifying. If you could clarify those things and redo them again, we need to know.
Yes, the Mexican government refuses to provide the United States serial numbers of the weapons that the Mexican government claims originated in the United States. These are weapons that the Mexican government has seized from the cartels. Now, your listeners should be aware of the Zetas. The Zetas were former Mexican soldiers that were trained in the United States in guerrilla warfare in an attempt to combat the cartels. These Mexican soldiers went back to Mexico with weapons provided by the United States, Humvees, vests, night vision equipment, grenades, and equipment like that that was given to the Mexican army. And then hundreds of these Zetas deserted the Mexican army and went to work with the cartels, and they took their weapons and their walkie-talkies and all this equipment that the United States provided. They took that equipment with them. And that's one source of weapons that the cartels has now. Another source, and this has been confirmed by STRATFOR, and it's also been confirmed by the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, who have they have a intelligence section that gleans reports from all over Latin America. And some of these reports that have originated in the Latin American press confirm that the cartels have hooked up with FARC, and that FARC is being supported monetarily, weapons and other support from Hugo Chavez. So it's a big lie that 90% of the weapons down there used by the cartels come from U.S. gun shops. And as I previously pointed out, nowhere in the United States can a customer walk into a gun shop and buy an M60 machine gun or a 50 caliber machine gun or a hand grenade or C4 high explosives or an RPG. I mean, it just cannot be done. And I'm not saying that U.S. citizens don't own machine guns, because some of them do, but they have to have a special license from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And BATF monitors these owners quite closely. And it just needs to be understood that you can't buy grenades and weapons such as that from U.S. gun shops. Yet, Eric Holder, Obama, Clinton, and these other slobbering liberal politicians want to convince the American people that we must sacrifice our Second Amendment rights because of what's happening in Mexico, and it's all built upon a big lie, Barbara Jean.
Very, very sad. We don't have time to allow this to continue. It's been a very, very serious thing going on for a long time, and I would ask all listeners everywhere, go to your local newspaper that maybe was delivered at your door and see what is in there today about the issue of illegal entry into this country. And there are many wonderful sites that people can go to and get some better information, but the press is certainly playing the game, are they not?
Oh, they absolutely are. Our press, mainstream media, are liberal biased, and other than print the truth, they'd rather take the politically correct route, and the politically correct route is illegal aliens are not illegal aliens, they're undocumented workers.
We'll go to break here, David, and we'll be back shortly.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
In every paper across this nation, it should be in bold print that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, ordered U.S. Immigration Force ICE to cease workplace investigations and ordered the investigations into compliance, and they could not continue. And this is because of pressure being brought on this group by the agencies and many organizations representative of illegal aliens and illegal entry into this nation, and they're contending that ICE is abusing power. This is a chilling directive for the ICE agents. Federal immigration enforcement people have become the bad guy, right? And in Arizona, we now know that the Department of Justice, Attorney General Eric Holder, will investigate Sheriff Arpaia of Maricopa County, Arizona. So we have the Obama administration, we have Homeland Security, and we have the U.S. Congress with congressmen having an amnesty tour in churches, I mean Gutierrez and Baca, as we speak. How could it be like this, David? What's gone wrong? But even if the papers in a frontline headline told about Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano's ordering of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Forces to stop their action, people would be at least informed that some kind of protection that you had before has now been ceased and stopped. But we can find this on the internet, those of us who are curious about this issue. 9 out of 10 people do not know.
Look, this is payback from Obama. Organizations such as ACORN, NCLR, LULAC, MALDEF, and these other racist, subversive organizations organized the vote. Probably many of them were illegal votes. But nevertheless, they organized the votes for Obama. And Obama is paying back these ethnic identity groups by ceasing workplace enforcement. These groups have demanded that, and they're demanding an amnesty. So Obama and Napolitano are just playing political payback, and workplace enforcement is non-existent now. And this allows illegal aliens to work freely and to continue to steal identities and commit their other crimes. And it's all political payback, and Napolitano is right in the middle of it. Now, part of their mantra is that these are not criminal aliens. And part of their mantra is that they're going to go after the real criminals. Well, let me tell you, it's a crime to illegally enter the United States. It's a crime to enter with a visa with the intent of letting it expire and remaining illegally in the United States. It is a crime to steal identities. It's a crime to use a phony Social Security number or a Social Security number belonging to another. Those are felonies, and it's a crime to make false statements on applications for food stamps or government housing or any of these, and illegal aliens must do every single thing that I just mentioned, and it's all crimes. So this old mantra of just going after criminals, they want the American people to believe they're just going after sex offenders and drug dealers and that. Now, I'm not saying that drug dealers and sex offenders should not be arrested and apprehended. What I'm saying is that they're all criminals, and while not all illegal aliens are drug offenders and that, all illegal aliens are criminals, and many of these drug offenders and sex offenders and thieves and thugs are illegal aliens. So it's much better to go after just illegal aliens as a block and remove criminals from our society than it is to target the quote-unquote the bad ones as opposed to the good ones, because the good ones just simply do not exist. They're victimizing American society. If not in the emergency rooms, then certainly on the public dole.
In every aspect, and it seems so funny, I feel like Gulliver or somebody terribly tied down. I can't break through this maze. It just seems like, oh my gosh. And all of us can see the influx and the increasing numbers just with our eyes in front of us. I'm wondering, is there any kind of a patriot uprising in Mexico to fight off the corruption? We've long known that there was corruption in Mexico in all places, but certainly there are good people who live there. Are there any a group of any sort that you know of that is trying to do something at a local level throughout Mexico, like maybe we kind of form groups here? Some of us are more successful than others doing grassroots work, but that's part of our fabric. Is that going on in Mexico?
Yes, there is. There's some small grassroots groups sprouting up, but you see, the Mexican people are oppressed. They're not allowed to own guns. They're not allowed to picket the protest against the government, legally anyway. And anyone who speaks up against the violence, against the cartels, is quickly eliminated. And it doesn't matter if they're police officers or government officials. They quickly get assassinated, and that oppresses the freedom-loving Mexican people. And their members of their family get kidnapped and held for ransom in retaliation for their political uprisings and their objections to what's going on. So in the Western Hemisphere, anyway, I can't think of any people who are more oppressed than the common, everyday, freedom-loving, hardworking Mexicans in Mexico.
Very sad story. It makes for the composition of tyranny to even flourish even more. We have often discussed the fact that there are laws on the books. Now, when you hear Gutierrez speak or Baca or simpletons, I would say, that endorse this idea that we have to have this reform, this comprehensive reform, what are they really saying? We do have adequate laws in the U.S. Code. I think 1324 begins a whole group of those things. What is really happening? Are we shifting so fast to a more, I don't like the word fascism or communism. I don't particularly like those philosophies, but it would seem that we are going in that direction and that we are really without leadership. If the code, the U.S. code, starting with 1324, were published in newsprint once again for the general population to read Section A or 1 or Triple I, they might understand that there are felonies involved. There are laws in place. What is wrong with the legal system of this country? What is wrong with the attorney generals of this country that we are so convinced that we need to change or ignore existing law?
What's happening, Barbara, is we are on the fast train to the left. There's powerful groups in the United States have been operating for years in an attempt to literally destroy the United States. Among them is the ACLU. ACLU wants to destroy the very foundation of the country. And the other groups like LULAC and MALDEF and NCLR and ACORN, that are making great strides in moving our country to the left. Now, there's certain other powerful groups, like the Ford Foundation, for example, and George Soros, who are dumping millions, if not billions, of dollars into this effort. And overall, the elitists want to move the world into a global economy, into a global system in which borders are eliminated, national sovereignty is eliminated, national identity is eliminated, and there's a so-called level playing field in which everyone is equal economically, socially, and in every other way. But that is not the practical effect is that socialism has failed every place in the world that has ever been tried. It does not make the poor richer. It makes the rich poor, and that's the way that it eliminates it eliminates social classes, and everyone gets an equal share of the pie, whether they're laying on their sofa watching soap operas or out in the field working up a sweat, and that the wealth is taken away from the haves and given to the have-nots, regardless of educational level, regardless of amount of work and equity that people may have in their society. There's a massive global movement, and as we speak, there's a G20 conference planned, and at the G20 conference, they're going to discuss a global currency. Yesterday, Geithner made some asinine statements about the American dollar that caused the our monetary system, caused the American dollar to drop drastically in the world currency markets. And all of this is because ill-intended Americans and ignorant Americans voted for change. They were never told what this change is, and now Obama feels that he has a mandate to enact his socialist, globalist policies, and that's what we're dealing with.
We have a caller. We're going to greet Ed in Canada. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I guess it's still morning.
Afternoon.
Probably isn't where you are.
We'll share time together. Yeah. Welcome.
I just wanted to make a comment about this thing on banning guns. Like your guest commented that they didn't allow guns in Mexico. Now, I'm in Canada, and we've had gun control for a number of years. And we have ongoing gun battles. We have people being shot down in the streets. We have mostly drug-related crime. Okay, and there's more handguns in the hands of criminals now than before they had laws banning gun ownership. And also, I've been in Mexico. I've been in the home of a Mexican who showed me a .45 that he owned, and he offered to take me down to the place where you can buy them. So gun control just doesn't work. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Would you like to respond, David?
Yes, the gentleman is exactly correct. Where gun laws, severe gun laws, have been enacted in Canada, Australia, Great Britain, and even in Mexico, where these gun laws have been enacted, the only effect that it's had is the honest citizens who obey the law is deprived of their means of personal protection. Now, the gentleman mentioned Mexico. Back roughly 15 years ago, the Mexican government decreed that the .45 is a military weapon and prohibited private ownership. Yet, as the gentleman just stated, they're in the homes down there, and the Mexican host of this gentleman offered to take him to a place where he could buy one. So that shows you the effectiveness of gun laws. Now, right now in America, the citizens are buying up guns and ammo to such a point that you can't find guns and ammo anywhere because people are buying them up. And the minute that the Obama administration starts trying to ban them, that would mean confiscation, and American people are not going to stand for that. It's just it's not going to happen, Barbara. And I'll state publicly that if my guns and ammo are outlawed or prohibited, then that's the day that I become an outlaw.
What about the people in Canada? Are they in agreement with what has happened there?
There's been an ongoing campaign against the gun control laws since the implementation of them. There's been over $2 billion spent on the useless, wasteful program. They have a bill occasionally comes up by a private member in the parliament, and usually it's just soundly defeated. There's all sorts of sources of guns for criminals. On the other hand, and they don't really do anything about it. I mean, we've got a border that is almost an open border across Western Canada and Eastern Canada. There are lakes and things that are on both sides of the border. There's some towns where the border runs through houses. You know, that's how close we are. So naturally, with guns being available in the United States, people will buy them, bring them up here, and sell them at a big profit. because of the market that has been created by gun control.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Do Canadians sense the big shift in the United States? Are they watching carefully? I'm always impressed if I go to some Canadian websites, how informed they are and how concerned. And sometimes I find information from those sites that I'm not hearing so much in America.
Most people here don't want to believe it. And the only news they ever watch is what comes on TV or reads in a paper, and they don't know what's going on. There are a few people who are politically active. There's a small party called the Canadian Action Party, which has a great website on the North American Union.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of information available, but most people ignore it. They don't want to believe it.
I have interviewed Connie Fogel. Is that a name you're familiar with?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah,
thank you. Yes. If you'd like to stay with us, we'd invite you to do that. I can hear the music. Go to break.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Canada, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
That beautiful music, it's something we jointly share. It makes me weep almost when you think we have the Speaker of the House of the United States referring to federal or local law enforcement of doing their duty She referred to that as un-American earlier this month. That is, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi told a crowd of illegal aliens and their advocates in San Francisco. She also said that this kind of raid or enforcement of the law must be stopped. And she was invited to speak by a Representative Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, on their amnesty tour of 20 cities across the nation. And Gutierrez has been known to refer to ICE, the Border Patrol, etc., as the Gestapo. And they're collecting signatures across this nation. Is there something wrong with this picture? What do you think about that, Ed, and then to David? And we do have other callers coming on, so we'll take you as well. Ed, one response here before we go to the top.
Well, the thing that I fear about this whole thing is that it's all part of their plan to unify North America into the North American Union. If they have the people here in mass, it will probably be easy for them to do it. I think as a preparation that they're doing.
We're harmonizing ourselves, integrating ourselves. David, any comment as we go to the top of the hour? And we'll be back and with David and others. David, please.
Oh, I agree. It's all in a part or in an effort to erase our borders and make us one big happy family from the Arctic Circle to the tip of South America, where we have this equalizing of wealth. And as a consequence of that, we become a third world region. No longer be a country, we'll just be a conglomeration of peasants.
And it's happening so very fast. If we can have the Speaker of the House feel so free to tell a group of illegal aliens that, quote, you are very special people. That's the first part of this month. And then we have our Secretary of State blaming the United States for the problems in Mexico. How you and I are interpreting or speaking, and even so our guest caller from Canada, if we're speaking in this alignment as we agree, then we're going against what's being told by the Speaker of the House. That's pretty serious, isn't it?
Yeah. America is a great country, Barbara. Any time a mentally retarded female can become Speaker of the House, it just shows you that.
Now you said that, I didn't.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad that I said it, but that's what we're dealing with: a far left, liberal, socialist, communist Speaker of the House.
I can hear the music. We're going to go to the top of the hour, and when we come back, we'll take a call from Joe in Texas, born on the 4th of July, right here at RBN.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.